Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. And today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for Virginia Cavaliers. So if you enjoy this video or some type of podcast, please be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. We go live each every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our show on Instagram at 100th Football. And of course, go over to our LinkedIn page, which is where you can find a link to our podcast available every single day, daily uploads, over 1,000 episodes, and over 1,000 plus videos on both Facebook and on YouTube. And also, check out our playlist on YouTube for all of the NFL team previews, as well as the ongoing NCAA team previews. And if you want your team to get moved up quicker, please put it in the comments. Say, hey, I want you to cover this team. And we will put it in our rotation as soon as we can and get it out to you, the people, and our fans. Let's get into it. 2022 Virginia Cavaliers. Well, 2021, bit of a rough season. 6-6 overall, 4-4 in the ACC. They were scheduled to play in the Fenway Bowl, right, against SMU. But unfortunately, COVID reared its ugly head once again, and the bowl game was canceled. Also, like I said, their head coach, Bronco Mendenhall, has decided to call it quits. He has retired. Instead, brand new head coach, Tony Elliott, who is a former Broyles Award winner, which goes to the game's top assistant back in 2017 when he was at Clemson. So first time getting a head coaching gig. And it's going to be interesting to see how he can do. He's had great leadership. Like I mentioned, he was at Clemson. He played there back in the day in the early 2000s. He's been a coach there since 2011, on and off of the program in different roles. And now he's finally stepping up to be the head coach for this Cavaliers team. But let's talk more about them and what to look forward to. Like I said, I think that Virginia, you're getting 5 starters back from a team who, on defense, right, who had they were giving up big plays, and I think it's going to help with the leadership, but I'm not sure. And we're going to see what this can do. I'm excited to see how Coach Elliott is going to shape this team up, right, because you're getting a whole lot of new guys, a whole brand-new head coach, and the expectation, like he's talked about a lot, is building the model college football program. He's been repeating that, so we'll see what he can do. But talking about this offense, right, you're bringing back most of your weapons from last season, and you're including Brennan Armstrong, top receivers Dontavian Wicks, Keaton Thompson, and also Billy Kemp. Plus, you're getting a breakout player in Lavelle Davis Jr., who was missed last season due to a torn ACL. He's coming back hopefully healthy. So that's going to be great for Elliott, his first season, helping out this team. But the O-line is a major question mark because they weren't the best, right? They're hoping to get a little bit better. You got to replace all 5 of your starters last season. And we're not sure who's going to do it, right? It's going to be interesting to see. Derek Devine worked out both guard and tackle in the spring game, it said. So he's going to be their most experienced guy coming back. But, I mean, other than that, though, it's going to be tough. There ain't no way around it. You got some guys from the transfer portal, like Matt Collinsteiner from Georgetown, and also left tackle John Paul Flores from Dartmouth. But we'll see what happens. Also, actually, Hollingsteiner returned back to Georgetown in June. So it's going to be even rougher, right? He came in, he went back, he decided, I don't want to leave. But it's going to be tough. And you're going to have to find a balance because you did have a spring injury to Ronnie Walker Jr. So in your running game, so you also have a lack of experience there. Combined with your O-line not looking the greatest with a lot of brand-new faces, it could be a little rough. So it's going to be up to Armstrong, his running ability, much more than I think his passing abilities this upcoming year, if you get what I mean. And going over to the defense, though, to me, I think the offense is going to struggle this year just with the offensive line being a giant question mark. I think Armstrong's a solid quarterback, but, I mean, it ain't looking the best at the moment. Defense, recent years, it's been a little bit tough. Like I said, some guys like Mandy Alonzo, Noah Taylor, Nick Grant, and Joey Blunt, they're all gone too. So you're going to have a few new schemes. You have a new defense coordinator, John Rosinski. So we're going to see what he can do in this team. Like I said, last year, Nick Jackson led the team 117 tackles. Shout out to the guy, big man getting it done. But how are they going to do a pass rushing is the big question to me. Because last year, right, they had 19 sacks of the team. Still not the greatest. But 12 of those 19 sacks came against guys who were no longer with the program. So you're getting a guy with Chico Bennett Jr. transferring over mid last season with a knee injury from Georgia Tech. He's going to hopefully try and help out, as well as Mike Green, outside linebacker, who can maybe step it up and have an impact getting some sacks in that area. But also in the backfield, right, you get Louisville transfer Anthony Johnson. He's coming back at corner. And like I said, they gave up a lot of big yardage in the ACC last year in terms of their secondary. So it's going to be a rough season, I think, again, for Virginia. New head coach, a lot of new players, a lot of them left, a lot of them are gone. So I don't think it's going to be sunshine and rainbows for this team upcoming in 22. But let's take a look at their schedule, see who they're facing. Week one, you got Richmond. Week two, Illinois. Week three, Old Dominion. You got Syracuse on September 23rd, Duke on October 1st, Louisville on October the 8th, Georgia Tech on October the 20th, Miami the U on October 29th, November the 5th is North Carolina, November 12th is Pittsburgh, November 19th is Coastal Carolina, and finally, last game of the year is, of course, against Virginia Tech, November the 26th. So, all in all, final thoughts on this team. I think that Virginia is not going to have a good season. I expect maybe a similar record to last year, if not maybe a little bit worse. I just don't see it there, man. They've lost a ton of talented players. I like Armstrong. I think he's a good quarterback. I just think he's going to be running for his life a lot. I just think the O-line just isn't quite there. It's hard, man. Shout out to Coach Ellie. He's going to have a rough year, I think. But we'll see, though, man, because, I mean, this is his first test as a head coach. And usually we know that first-year head coaches at a school, they usually don't go the greatest, and I'm kind of expecting that this upcoming year from Virginia. But if you're a Virginia Cavalier fan, please drop a comment. How do you think this team will do? I'm expecting maybe a similar record to last year, if not maybe a little bit worse, honestly. But I would love to get shocked by this team if they go on a great tear, if they just really step things up. All these guys who I'm doubting, who I think they're great players, don't get me wrong, but just I'm not sure. I haven't seen it play out yet. If they can go out there and be, you know, amazing all ACC members, I would love to see it. But I would love to hear from you, the fans. Let me know what you think of this team and then some.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So, hey, this has been my 2022 Virginia Cavaliers team preview. Like I say, go check out our podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google, Alexa home device. Just say, hey, Google, hey, Alexa, play 100 football. And guess what? They will do so thanks to the amazing powers of technology this year, as well as many years to come. Like I said, I've been your host today, Lowlands. Have a tremendous day, tremendous weekend, everyone. And we'll talk to you again on another episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.